Dad.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. I'm just making my second detailed phone call.
Hi, PJ.
Hi.
Told you I'd be here. Did you get my letter?
Yeah, I just checked mail today, and I got your card, and I got Dad's last letter, and I got the sports page that you sent.
Which one, the last letter, Dad? The one with Westover?
With Westover?
With Westover.
It's the one about Chris getting back from Grandma's.
Oh, that's not it then, huh?
What happened with Westover?
Well, the coach moved over to Douglas Bird as an assistant principal, not a coach anymore.
Coach C?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they find a replacement for him yet?
Yeah.
Brown.
Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know they're having their jamboree on Monday. It seems like only yesterday when you had to do that, huh?
Yeah. They'll be able to, like, send me the results of the jamboree and all that.
Yeah, I got the schedule, you know, for the jamboree that I just, it's just a short little note, but I think it starts on Monday.
Oh.
Yeah, that they're having, you know, like that you did last year.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. We just got done. We did a lot of stuff with the rifles this week, and we were out in the field for a few days.
Oh.
How are you liking the field?
Well, I don't really like the field.
We don't want to go infantry then. Don't want to go ranger.
Yeah, I know that now.
it's tough, isn't
field,
it?
We're going to the field, I think, Monday morning. Then we get back, I think, next Sunday.
You get your PT shorts?
Yeah, I got them. Thank you.
How you doing on sprint football?
The last he told us definitely was I was a maybe. And then yesterday, he was telling us our positions, and he has me as defensive line. And then he said sometime during when we're in the field, he's going to send some kind of letter as like an official invitation to tryouts.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he's made the final cuts yet.
Okay.
Well, that's not something of your major concern right now anyway. You know, I mean,
yeah.
That's just something extra if you decide to do it later, you know.
I'm starting to think I have a pretty good chance.
Yeah, but how was your PT test? Did you have PT test yet?
Oh, yeah, I had that yesterday.
How was
it? I did 62 push-ups, 81 sit-ups, and a 1359
to 1. So you're
doing pretty good then,
you're
huh?
You're overexerting yourself then, aren't you?
Is that 100? I mean,
huh?
Is that 100 score? I mean, 300?
No, it's not 300.
Okay.
I didn't get the pass.
Is it hot up there?
It actually feels pretty good today. It's a little windy.
Oh. Yeah, we just had some pictures we saw at the USMA. They had, like, the Warrior competition. We didn't see any of your pictures there. I guess they you all rotate, you know. So just when the camera is there, whoever is doing it.
I had a photo of people rappelling down the mountain and stuff.
You know, so you're doing, your feet are okay?
Yeah, feet are just fine.
Okay, so you're going to be out there all week. You know, do you know what regiment or company you're going to be in yet?
I was going to be in
H1 because
I'm in hotel company 1st platoon right now.
Okay.
So that would have meant I would be in hotel 1st regiment. But today I found out I got switched to Bravo Company, 1st Regiment.
How did it happen?
I'm leaving everybody that I know, and I'm going to a different company but the same regiment.
Oh, how did it happen?
Well, they move them around sometimes because of sports and stuff, too, I think.
Yeah, but most of the time they only switch, like, prior service or core squad athletes. For some reason, they switched me.
Mm.
But I like the dorms that I got better because they look newer.
Oh, for the H? For the H company?
Or for the B company.
Oh.
Yeah, for
the
B company.
Oh. Well, you
right
know.
Right next to the C store, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, you know, I guess after a while you get to know a lot more people there then, you know. Because you don't really stay H company the whole time, though. Later on you're going to be switched somewhere anyway.
No, the thing they're doing now is they try to keep you in the same company the whole time you're at West Point.
Hmm. Okay. That's, you know, I guess it's something different then than what they used to do from what I've read. So you've lost any more weight?
The last I was weighed at was 168.4.
Oh, okay.
And
so
I
you
think
have.
I came in at 172.
Okay, so that's not bad then.
No.
Yeah. And so how did you do in some of your You already told us about the NBC, whatever, NBC?
Yeah, the NBC. Did you get the two letters I sent?
Yeah, we did. We did a thing from the church.
Yeah,
we got that one.
How did Cynthia Lindenmeyer recognize you?
Well, first, I think my sponsors, they knew Cynthia Lindenmeyer, so they sent her an email.
Oh.
And so she was already looking for me, but then last Sunday, when I was going through communion, I got communion from her.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then she came and talked to me after the service.
Oh, okay. So was that, she was just trying to encourage you or something, or?
Yes.
You haven't met the husband yet, huh?
No. Uh-huh. I saw him once when he came, but
He's not a PAC, though, right? He's not
no.
a PAC officer. Oh. Yeah, we got all the addresses from Gail from church, but we just don't think, you know, since you're a new cadet, you know, we figure they'll just initiate the process instead of us trying to, you know,
yeah.
to look for them. We don't know if it's appropriate or not, so.
Since I passed the PT test, then I got a pass if I want to use it on Labor Day.
Oh.
Most people use it.
Yeah, everybody's talking about it right now. We'll talk about it on A-Day, you know, to see what you want to do at that time, because then you'll have more idea about your academics, you know,
yeah.
about how your professor will decide what you all will be doing. They said during your academic year when it starts,
yeah.
then you can have more idea, you know, how strict or how whatever your professor will be. Because I think last period will be about 3:30 in the afternoon, but that still depends on your academic professor. You know, so then we can decide, you know, what you want to do at that time. Because everybody's sort of asking that now. So.
Yeah, we're reading all this stuff on PlebNet, trying to stay current.
Yeah. So you're doing okay? You're over with your cold?
I'm almost over with it. I've been taking, Tylenol cough syrup.
Uh-huh.
And, Hall's vitamin C drops.
Yeah.
I guess. Fruits and stuff.
Do you buy that or they give it to you?
I bought those at the C store.
I told you that in my letter, right?
Yeah.
You need to have all the vitamin C for your immune system. Yeah, and that cough medicine might make you feel a little drowsy or something.
No, it's non-drowsy.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, you can't have that one. So when you go to the field, you're going to be doing a lot of activities there then, right?
Yeah, and I probably won't write you any more letters because
I didn't pack
any papers to write on or anything, or any stamps.
Yeah, I don't think you'll have any chance to do that up there, would you?
Well, what you need to do then, if you got a minute, is tell us anything that you think you really want us to bring up there.
Well, I can still write you during Reorgy Week, right?
Yeah. And you will even have, since you don't have your cell phone, you still have your phone cards, right?
Yeah,
because during that week, you'll have plenty of time to email us if your computer is already up and running.
Yeah.
And then you have plenty of time to call, I think, because that's already, you know, after the CBT.
What time are you leaving for sure to come up here?
We're leaving on the 11th. That's Friday, right?
Friday morning.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll be there because that Friday we won't be allowed to talk to you yet, you know, that Friday.
Yeah.
I think you'll have a practice parade, but we won't have a chance to see. We won't have a chance to talk to you until after the parade, and they said you will have to go to your barracks after the parade. And it might be about 2 to 2:30 before you be released. So before that time, we'll just communicate so we will know where to meet you, you know, and what you want to do at that time. You probably just want to eat and take a nap or watch TV or something, don't you?
Yeah, I don't think I want to do that barbecue or whatever.
It'll be hot, isn't it?
Yeah,
if you have some cadets there, if you have friends who don't have anybody, you can invite one or two, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be in West Point Motel probably about 6 o'clock on Friday.
It's a walking, you know, walking distance. You know, we can go back to the hotel if you have a couple of friends who don't have any families at that time.
Yeah.
If we want to invite them, we can go out and have whatever you guys want to eat and then just go back to the hotel and watch whatever, you know, TV.
Yeah.
So, we're just glad you're doing okay. You just sound tired.
Yeah, I was about to fall asleep in my room, but I'm just trying to study some of this knowledge I have. A little bit more to pass off for fifth week.
Oh, it's hard for fifth week?
I got all the hard ones left. I'm going to try to get them today and tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So you're just getting ready right now for dinner then?
Well, dinner's still not until 1800.
Whose phone is that you're using?
It's a phone that's hooked up into my squad leader's room.
Oh, okay. Okay, so everybody, you're just in your room by yourself right now?
No, some chain of command people are in here.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing good, PJ. Like Mom said, though, sound like you're just sort of tired or something.
I guess. Well, you know what? It's better now because you're approaching your last week.
Yeah, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yep, and it won't be as difficult anymore, you know, later on when you have your computer. And it depends on each company, though, what they will allow you to have, you know, at that time. Have you heard anything about B Company?
Not really. I took my stuff up there and I saw the dorms, and I really like the way the rooms are. In some of the rooms, you can, like, depending on which ones you get, there's some that overlook, you can see the Hudson River and the mountains.
That's nice, huh?
Yes. In the bathrooms, they look nicer.
How many of you in one room up there?
I'm not sure. The ones I saw were two cadet rooms.
Oh, okay, that's good. Right now you have three, right? You have three cadets in the room?
Yeah, three cadets and three cadet rooms.
Yeah, just hanging there for the last week, you know. It's better than the R day, isn't it, you know?
Yes.
Well, how many times did you report on the cadet in the red sash?
Just twice, but I got an easy one.
Oh, okay. Because some people, they said they report like 25 times. So I just wonder how you do.
Yeah. It all depends on who you got. I got a real easy one.
Oh, okay. Some of them are really tough, I guess, huh? Oh, okay. Well, let me see. I forgot some of the questions. You already told us. So you're not sure yet. You're Bravo Company.
First Regiment.
Did you get that? Because I can't remember.
B1,
okay.
I'm recording again.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure because they said, you know, we have to. And when we start writing letters, you know, and they said also when you get your Boodle box, we can go to the PX during A-Day time, you know, and then you can just choose because then you will have an idea at that time how big it's going to be.
Yeah.
And everything else that you need, you know, we can just get the PX. So, and then if you have some other cadets that don't have any family at that time, if they want to have a ride at the PX or whatever, you know, we can offer them a ride or something. Get some stuff, you know, just because some families won't be able to make it. They're ready.
I think most of the people on my squad, their families are coming up.
The one from the H or Bravo?
From H. I don't know anyone in Bravo.
Oh, okay. When are you going to move to Bravo?
Probably during reorg week, I think.
Oh, okay. So you haven't heard anything much there. So you haven't been smoked there so much, are you?
Haven't been what?
Smoked. Have they smoked you? Mom's trying to use the slang she's reading on PubMed.
No, that's what he used in his letter.
No.
First detail they couldn't because, you know, remember what I told you in the letter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now they reinstated it, so we're getting it a little bit more. not really a whole lot, though.
Okay. So you still liking the food up there?
Yeah.
Okay. How long do they allow you to talk this time? Just 10 minutes?
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Okay. They haven't given you a signal yet because I don't have a clue yet. Well, we're doing just fine here, you know. We'll just keep on sending you the sports page, and we got some more here to send about, you know, NFL is getting, we got all kinds of, you know, stories now because it's coming up, you know.
Did the newspaper say anything why Coach C left?
He said because he wants to spend more time with his family.
After his father passed away, he said he just wants to remember his father passed away before graduation.
I had a feeling he was, like, thinking about leaving, just the way he looked and everything.
Yeah, he said that he just wants to better himself and family, and he said it has nothing to do with school or the kids, you know.
Yeah.
So now the new coach is just struggling, trying to get with administrative type thing, and you know, trying to get everybody to practice, to come to practice and stuff like that. So, so you haven't heard from any of your friends, I guess, huh?
Nope.
Probably getting ready for college or something, but you'll be able to email them.
Are you thinking you might want to come home? Labor Day weekend?
Well, because everyone's
planning to do
West
that
Point during Labor Day.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. And then as soon as you find out the possibility of what time you will be released, then we can, you know.
Do you think I would fly or drive down there?
Oh, you can probably fly. You know, a lot of people will be. But you just have to make sure you come get back there early.
If you want to come home for Labor Day weekend, if I have to go up and get you and take you back, we'll do it.
That's probably a good time. You just need to kind of get out of there for a while, don't you think?
Yeah.
Just want to kind of get away from for a while, right? Before December, you know?
I just got to be back. If I'm on the sprint football team, they said we got to be back by, I think, 1900.
Okay.
That day.
On Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about the safe time to be back anyway, you know? Because, yeah, that's what they said on the net, so... Yes, and as it gets closer, you know, and as you know more, just let us know. you know, and we're just glad to hear. I've been waiting on by the phone since Thursday, just to make Thursday.
Yeah,
evening.
I went to the commissary this morning because Mom wouldn't leave. She didn't want me to call again.
Yep, so I just want to make sure, so. Okay, well, we're just glad to know you're doing okay.
I met that Tartaglia kid.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah.
James?
I met him because he was trying out for Sprint football, like, the first week.
Uh-huh.
So I met him up there.
Oh, okay, so did he get in, or?
No, he's not going anymore.
Oh, he plays soccer, I think.
Yeah.
He played soccer over at Grace Creek. I think
yeah.
That's what his mom said. I haven't had a chance to talk to his mom because I know his dad is in Iraq, you know. But it seems like a really nice family, you know.
Yeah, Mr. Wayne signed up for a contract. He's going to Kuwait for a year.
Mr. Wayne Everett?
Yeah.
Well, when's he going?
Soon. I don't know when, though.
Yeah, it's a little bit tough right now. I guess I sent you some paper, newspaper about Lebanon and, you know, Israel and all that. Yeah. Yeah, you probably don't have time to read all that stuff, but we'll be sending them to you, you know, during your free time. Read some football, you know, articles and stuff like that. So. Well, any more news? Anything? What's the hardest part you've done so far?
The hardest thing?
Uh-huh.
Rifles last week was pretty hard.
Oh, okay.
How'd you qualify?
I think there was 44 targets. The first time I hit 16.
Mm-hmm.
And you need 23 to qualify.
Mm-hmm.
First time I hit 16, but there was a broken target that wouldn't go down when you shot it. I kept shooting at it. And the instructor didn't tell me until I wasted ammo on it. Then I had 19 the second time. And then my third time I had 24.
Oh, okay.
Gee, almost boloed, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard. Huh? How was the rope bridge thing? Did you have to go through that rope bridge?
Yeah.
Were you okay with that? Did you fall?
No, it was fine. But we had to wear these Swissies like all day, and they were digging into my hips.
Yeah.
I had like a red mark that's still there.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. All right, I gotta go now.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, see you, make sure you just let us know, okay?
Okay.
When you get your computer and everything.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.